Today's message is called The Power of Liberty. The power of liberty. To be free. To be liberated. You know, I don't think oftentimes we totally understand that. Especially, I think, being in America, you kind of get used to it. You know, whenever you get used to something, it's easy to take it for granted. I love chocolate. If I ate chocolate every single day, which I don't anymore, but if I did, after a while, I'd get really used to it, and it doesn't seem quite as sweet or quite as delicious as when you only have it once in a while. When you have it once in a while, you really appreciate it when you open that bar of chocolate or that box of chocolates and how you savor the sweetness and the deliciousness, and man, it makes you feel happy, doesn't it? Say amen to that! But, you know, if you have it all the time, every single day, maybe a few, several times throughout the day, it doesn't have the same sweetness. The same thing happens for us, I believe, with anything in life. And living in a country, the greatest country, because it was built on the same ideas that God had for us of liberty. Sometimes, because we've lived with that all the time, every day, we don't appreciate or understand what liberty and freedom really means. We don't understand how important that is. And it's important to God too. Now, if you had a chance to live in another country, you probably have realized, or if you grew up in another country, the chances are you realized what a difference it makes to have freedom. To have the freedom to do what you want to do. To have the freedom to become what you want to become. Not being limited, not being stopped, not being told, no, you can't, you don't deserve it, you don't have the right to do it. There's no way we're going to let you. But knowing that, you know, you can do whatever it is you want to do. Whatever you dream to do is possible and is the plan. America was built on that same idea, that we can fulfill our dreams. And it was built on the same plan that God had. That's where they got the blueprint for it. And God has always wanted us to have liberty, freedom. He always knew that we need to have that freedom. We need to have that freedom to make choices. Sometimes even we make the wrong choices. But God knew that, and He gave us free choice. But He also knew that we needed to have that freedom to make the right choices. Because if we were going to choose to walk with God, He wanted us to do it with a loving heart. And the only way it could truly be love to be with God is if we had the free choice to do it. If God had made us to love Him, it wouldn't be love. It can't be love if you're made to do it. You have to choose to do it. So God, that's why He gave us free choice. So that we could choose to love Him. Freedom is so important. God knew that we needed freedom so that we could become and accomplish everything that He had planned for us. Without that, we wouldn't be able to. Here's a verse of what Jesus read. And this is in Luke chapter 4 and verse 18. Jesus said this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus had to come, God had to come and walk on the earth as Jesus in order to free us. Because we got to such a place where we kept choosing the wrong things. And when we made those choices, it put us in bondage. It put us in restraints. It restricted who we were, who we could be, and what we could do. Sometimes we don't realize you're making a bad choice until it's too late. The people of Israel did this quite a few times, where God wanted to set them up as a model so that everybody else could look to them and see, people that follow God, this is what happens to them. They can be that free, they can be that happy, they can be that blessed. And so He kept trying to get them to a place where they could be that great model for Him. And they were following God, but along the way, there were times where they made bad choices. Like if we look here, check this one out. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 19, they're talking to Moses. Moses has been talking to God, and God's been talking to Moses, and Moses has been getting all kinds of direction of what to do and where to go and how to do it. And as a result of that, there were 10 plagues that came to Egypt and freed the people of Israel. So they got out of bondage. They got free. They got liberty. Say amen to that.
Amen.
So these 10 plagues that came, and they came because God and Moses were conversing with one another. Because they were having that personal relationship, Moses knew what to do. God was telling him, here's the plan. He was hearing God on a regular daily basis. And because of that, liberty came to the people. And so now the people of Israel are out in the desert. And they have the freedom. But look what they say. Listen to this. Now this is in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 19. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. See, at that point, God wanted to give them some more freedom. He wanted to speak to them directly. He wanted to converse with each individual and have a personal relationship with them. And when Moses told them that, they said, no, don't let God speak with us. We'll let you speak to God, and you speak to us, Moses. They limited their freedom. That now they have to listen to this guy because they don't want to listen to God. God wants to give them liberty so that he can lead an individual. Individual spiritual freedom is what I call that. He wants to lead you to exactly where you need to be at the exact right moment. Moses may not be there looking over your shoulder to tell you when it's the right moment to say what you need to say. What are you going to do? Run back and ask him, Moses, is this the right time? God wanted to be right there for every single person to tell them, to share with them, to walk with them so that they could be on their individual path, on the path to fulfilling the plan of what God created for them. He put an amazing plan in their heart. He created them for greatness. But he knew in order for the plan to come to fruition, he had to be conversing with them. Just like Moses worked great miracles so the people could become free. Now God wanted to give them a whole new level of freedom, where they could walk with God and converse with him together so that they could fulfill that plan that God had put into their heart. And they said, no! We'll speak to you, Moses. How many of us are saying, no, we don't want to speak to you, God. I'll listen to Ted. That's fine. But at the same time, I'm encouraging you, listen to me, but listen to me telling you, listen to God. That's what I'm saying. If you've never understood my message, if you don't understand what I'm saying, the one thing that I'm always saying, no matter what I'm saying, is listen to me telling you to listen to God. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that again and again. But that's, in a nutshell, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that because you need the liberty. You need the freedom. You can't be texting me. Well, you can text me, but you can't be texting me all the time or calling me to say, is this the right time to speak to the boss and ask if there's a raise, if I should get a raise? Let the Spirit of God on the inside speak to you and tell you, this is the moment, this is the day, this is the time for you to walk in and ask for the raise. And it will be done. Because Ted doesn't know if it's the right time for you at that moment. But God does. God knows all things. Ted knows a lot of things. Say amen to that. God knows all things. Ted knows a lot of things. But Ted's listening to God, so he's knowing a lot more than he used to. And that's one of the blessings too, is that as you hear from God, you're going to know more things. You want to know more things. God wants you to know more things. But yet the people of Israel didn't understand. I don't understand how they didn't understand. But here they just came out of bondage and they didn't understand what freedom really was. We live in a country where we take freedom for granted, so we don't always appreciate it. But I would have thought these guys would have really understood that. But apparently it's hard. It's hard to understand that. God has impressed this all the time. Here he comes and walks on the earth as Jesus. And as Jesus is speaking, reading these words, and this is from, what he's reading here is a verse from Isaiah, the prophet of God. So Isaiah prophesied these things. Jesus opened the book in the synagogue and he reads them. And he reads about how he's bringing liberty, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. He is proclaiming by words of faith, you are free. Amen. That is what he is saying to the people. That is the message. See, because we kept choosing and losing our freedom. When the people said, no, I'm not listening to you, God. I want to listen to Moses. They limited their freedom. And they locked themselves into a system where they had to listen to somebody else. The same thing. God, because of that, God had to give them commandments now. Because if they're not going to hear from... See, when we have God on the inside, he becomes our conscience. And he lets us know, no, no, you don't want to do that. That's going to harm you. When we don't have God on the inside, when we don't converse with God regularly, then we sometimes don't realize that doing this is not going to work out for our best. And so as a result of that, God had to give them commandments. God had to create an external outline now to say, here is what you got to avoid so you don't get yourself into trouble. Do not do this. Do not do that. Do not do this. He's creating a little borderline there to keep them out of trouble. But if they would have said, I want to converse with God, we wouldn't need that. Because there's a different way. But there's a different way when we do it that like that. If we skip down here, listen to this part. Let me find this verse. Well, let's read this one. This is Colossians 1:15. This is talking about Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that all things he may have preeminence. So again, it's going back to talking about that he was there at the very beginning. Jesus was at the very beginning also. That's why when we believe him, we receive that spirit. Now we have it inside of us. That's what gives us the liberty. That's what gives us the freedom. Another example, though, of people not appreciating liberty, besides being put under the law. When they were put under the law, it limited them in a big way. And now they can't, they now have to look to this piece of stone to tell them, rather than having the Spirit of God on the inside. And God wants to write his laws on our heart and on our mind, so that we now have a conscience on the inside, a GPS system that guides us towards where we need to be and keeps us out of trouble. We don't need to have stone tablets over our head. We need to have God shining his light down upon us, showing us the way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, clearly you are epistles of Christ, ministers by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is of the heart. So it's not about the stone tablets anymore. It's about being filled with the Spirit of God. This is what brings us life. This is what brings us freedom. We need this liberty. We need this freedom in order to fulfill the plan of God. Without liberty, without freedom from God, we cannot accomplish the plan of God that he has set before us. But with the Spirit of God in us, we are now free to fulfill those things that he has provided. Now the people of Israel also limited themselves in other ways. This is now years have gone by. We fast forward now past the Ten Commandments. We fast forward. They're in the land of the promised land, the land of milk and honey. Remember, God said, I'm going to bring you to this land. It was supposed to be paradise on earth, because every single person was going to be having a relationship with God, speaking to Him and hearing from Him and being guided by Him. This was the plan that God again provided, that this is where they should be. And now listen to what the people start to say after a few years of being in the promised land. They suddenly come up with another plan. God gives us free choice. And here's what they say. This is 1 Samuel and chapter 8 and verse 9. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. Remember, Samuel is a prophet of God. The prophet of God is speaking the words of faith, the words of God. He is speaking a word over you so that you know what God is going to say. Because remember, the people didn't want to hear directly from God, so he had to keep bringing the prophets. So, like Moses, I'm going to listen to this guy, right? That's what they said. We'll listen to him. We'll listen to Moses. We're not going to listen to God. Here, now Samuel, who is a prophet, just like Moses, who's coming to bring the word of God to the people and saying, here's what God has said. They're saying, we're not going to obey him. Nevertheless, the people refuse to obey the voice of Samuel. So they're saying, we're not even going to listen to the prophet of God anymore. And they said, no, but we will have a king over us, that we may also may be like all nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. So the people of Israel are limiting their freedom even more, and they're saying, no, we're not even going to listen to the man of God anymore who's telling us, you know, we said, no, we're not going to listen to God. And now we're saying, no, we're not even going to listen to the man of God. And they're saying, put a king over us. God said, oh, you're not going to like this. They said, no, put a king over us. Limiting their freedom. In other words, the king's going to go make our decisions for us. He's going to fight our battles for us. He's going to tax us to death. People today are saying that in this country, a country of liberty, we're saying, you know what? Nah, let the government decide for us. Let our government protect us, put up the security. Let the government make decisions for me. Let the government do that. We're doing the same thing that we did in Israel. We're saying, let them handle it. We don't want to listen to God and prosper and be free in the land of milk and honey, in a land of blessing. We want to let this government or this king rule over us. God said, you're not going to be happy. Why? Because we're not free. We're not free to fulfill the dreams that God has provided for us. We're not free to become who He created us to be. We're not free to be led by the Spirit of God into the great things that He wants us to have. Now, the cool thing is, God had a plan, and He came and walked on the earth, and you already heard what He said. I came to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. In other words, the plan of God is that you're not going to be oppressed by kings or governments. You're not going to be oppressed where you don't get to have the relationship with God. Because once He came and walked on the earth, He freed you from everything that tries to oppress you. He freed you from everything that tried to stop you, bind you, and put you into bondage. And you're now free. You're now free to be who God created you to be. You're now free to walk and do and say whatever God is conversing with you and telling you to say and to do. You can now do that because nothing can stop you. Say amen to that.
Amen.
This is what God has planned was from the very beginning. He freed us from the curse. Remember, He put us under a blessing, but we decided to do it our own way, and we put ourselves under a curse. But He freed us from that, says here in Galatians 3 and 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So here, because God comes and walks on the earth as Christ, the Christ means the anointed one. Anointed with what? Anointed with the Spirit of God. And when you believe in the anointed one, you receive the anointing. You are anointed. Meaning you receive the Spirit of God on the inside now. When you got the Spirit on the inside, you're now blessed. C- curse has no power over you. Do not be afraid of people that say they curse you, because they have no power to do that. You've got the Spirit of God in you. And that breaks every single thing that is a curse. Every single thing that tries to stop the blessing cannot, because you've got the power on the inside, and He freed you from that. Say amen to that. He freed us from darkness. It says here in Colossians 1 and 13, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. So we're no longer in a kingdom of darkness. We're no longer in the kingdom of the world. We're no longer under the kings of the world. We have been delivered from that, and our King is Jesus. Our King is the King of kings, the one who has all the power to break the spell of darkness, to break the curse, to break the falsity, and He has done that, and that's what we have in our lives. I'm hoping you guys are receiving this, because I want you in your mind and in your hearts and in your lives to be free, to know that you're not limited and you're not stopped, and there's nothing that's chaining you anymore, because you've been delivered out of that way of darkness into the kingdom of His Son. He delivered us from freed from sickness. It says in 1 Peter in chapter 2 and verse 24. Talking about Jesus again. Who Himself bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you were healed. By His stripes we are healed. Because God has done this, He freed us from sickness and disease and everything that tries to disturb this body or make this body break down. God has given us power over it. And notice what happens. See, because we were under these laws, and again, that was us that limited it, the people of Israel said, no, no, we don't want to talk to you. So God had to find a way to still protect them. And that was creating in them sickness. Because now they're under this sin. But here, because now He comes down and takes that upon Himself, because He, having died for sins, might live for righteousness. Meaning that now we get to become righteous. We made that trade. He became the curse. We became the righteous. And we traded places with Him. So He delivered us out of that darkness. Sickness has no power over you. You are freed from sickness. Freed from poverty. You are freed from poverty. See, God knows how important liberty is. He knows that you need to be freed on every single level, and He has freed you. When you receive Jesus into your heart, you're freed. You're freed to become who God created you to be. And now it's just a matter of understanding it, living it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. You've got the liberty. That's what Jesus proclaimed. I'm here to proclaim liberty. Not only did He proclaim it, He fulfilled it. And when we believe in Him, we receive it. So we receive freedom from poverty. It says in 2 Corinthians verse 8 and 9, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that you through His poverty might become rich." What is the will of God? That you might become rich. How did He do that? He took your poverty upon Himself, and He gave you His riches. When you receive His Spirit, that's a Spirit that provides, that multiplies, that increases. That's the Spirit of creation right there, the Spirit of God. That's the Spirit that you have inside of you. And now it goes out creating and changing and multiplying everything, including finances, because God's will for you is to be rich. So you're freed from poverty. It's got no power over you anymore. You're freed from guilt. Romans 8 and verse 1. And this is important, because a lot of people live by this, and God says we don't live by this. Listen to what it says in Romans 8, chapter 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." We should not be condemning ourselves. Much times when we're feeling guilty, it's because we're beating ourselves up, saying, "Oh, I messed up. I didn't do that." Well, God already took those mistakes from you. So we shouldn't be having guilt from it. If we receive Jesus, He took that guilt. Not only what we did do and what we are doing, but what we will do. Because we're going to make mistakes. But He knows that. And we're redeemed from it. And it's taken out of it. So we shouldn't be condemning ourselves. There is now no condemnation. You are freed to move forward. And that's important, because if we keep beating ourselves up, we keep putting ourselves back into the kingdom of darkness by beating ourselves up. Because in the kingdom of God, there's no beating up. In the kingdom of God, there's raising up. In the kingdom of God, there's living and having life. And so this is where he needs us. So we cannot be condemning ourselves for mistakes. We should be giving those to Jesus and realizing, okay, I'm sorry. I confess that. I messed up. I give that to you. And that's the end of it. We now receive the power to continue moving forward. Say amen to that. Amen. The power to continue moving forward to where God wants us to go. Freed from guilt. No condemnation. We're freed from death. Freed from death. It says here in Mark chapter 9 and verse 1. And he said to them, assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they have seen the kingdom of God present with power. And in John chapter 3 and verse 16 it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What was the plan of God? That we should not die, but have everlasting life. Some of us will not taste death. Those who have received the Spirit of God, the anointing. You don't taste death. You slip out of a physical body into your spiritual life, which you've always been a spirit. You've been a spirit in a body, having a physical experience. And all you do is take off this flesh jacket, slip out of it, hang it up, and you go right on living in the spirit, which is what you've been doing all along. That's exactly where you are. We're freed from that death. It has no power over you. God knows that we need to have liberty in order to fulfill the plan of God and become who he is. I hope that as you let this stuff go, let it go. Don't let it weigh on your mind, because when you let it weigh on your mind, it prevents you from seeing what God planned for you, and it prevents you from acting on it and moving forward to where God is taking you. He wants you to do great things. He doesn't want you to think that you're somehow a captive anymore. You're free. Act like it, walk like it, think like it. He has freed us from sin and evil. In Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their heart. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them, now listen to this, none of them shall teach his neighbor, and none of his brothers, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me. Remember that plan? He wants to have that conversation with all of us. He wants to walk with us and have that relationship. And that's where we are right now. We've received the Spirit of God on the inside so that we can hear God more clearly. So that we can have a conversation with him daily, so we know where he wants us to go, we know what he wants us to do, we know what he wants us to say, and we know how to say it, we know when to say it, we know where to say it. And what happens as a result of that? Life becomes easy, the plan of God is fulfilled, you're blessed and prosperous, you've got preferential treatment wherever you go because the doors are already open for you. Say amen to that. Amen. We are free on all levels. We are free from fear. We are free from fear. It says here in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. He has freed us from traumas, and he has freed us from worry. He has freed us from sickness. Anything that is holding you back right now, preventing you from moving forward and being who God created you to be, is an illusion. It is not real. If you have invited God into your heart, Jesus into your heart, and you've received that Spirit, you are now liberated. You have freedom on all levels. You have freedom in your mind. You have freedom in your body. You have freedom in your spirit. You have freedom in your soul. You have freedom in your life. Do not let the illusions stop you from moving forward to your destiny, to your plan. Do not let the illusions prevent you from running the good race and accomplishing what God has planned for you. Do not let the illusions prevent you from living a life that's easy and fun and blessed. I'm not saying that there's not going to be some obstacles along the way, but you've got to know that you can hear from God, and he's already got the plan. He already knows the way around, over, under, through that obstacle, and it doesn't mean anything to you. Doesn't mean anything to you. You can accomplish all things because all things are possible with God. And when we have the Spirit of God on the inside of us, we have the liberty, we have the freedom, and we have the power to accomplish all things. This is the freedom that God has given us. The freedom to live. The freedom to live a life abundantly above all things. Say amen to that.
Amen.